Good morning and welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we continue in the devotional journal, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. And each of these daily devotions, it's a book, 13 weeks of daily devotions, specifically geared towards helping us recognize our call to serve God, and was compiled for staff devotions, but definitely usable and useful for personal devotions as well. It's formatted in 13 weeks of daily devotions, where each week is wrapped around a single topic, and then the dailies are different aspects of that topic. And this first week that we're in is specifically on that idea that we are called to serve. And today's topic is we are called to serve through rebuking and repentance. So light topics for a Monday morning. I kick off the written devotion with the question, have you ever been wrong? And it's kind of a silly question, really. Of course you have. Of course I have. We've all been wrong. But how do you feel about somebody pointing that out? Most of the time, we don't like it all that well. And her response has a lot to do with us, but it also has a lot to do with how the correction is done, how that pointing out is accomplished. Jesus says that if your brother sins against you, to rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he continues to do it, and he continues to repent, forgive him. Sometimes I believe we miss out on how important it is to rebuke and correct in godly ways. You see, sometimes we hear that word rebuke, and it tends to have a rather negative tone to it. We kind of think of it as chastisement, or we hear it, and the first thing that comes to mind is Jesus rebuking Peter and calling him Satan. But the idea biblically behind rebuking someone is always about bringing about a change that leads to repentance. How we do that will vary from situation to person to based on a lot of variables. We generally see that with children. If you have multiple children in your home, it shouldn't take too long before you realize they respond differently to different means of correction, of rebuke. There are some children, you look at them sideways and raise an eyebrow, and they immediately begin crying because they're so sorrowful for being caught, for a mom or a dad noticing what went wrong, what was done wrong. Others, you can be very direct in the discipline, and it takes a lot more effort to help them to see they're wrong and convince them of the need to change their ways. And so to use a one-size-fits-all tool would not be all that useful. It's not all that useful in raising children. It's not all that useful in rebuking and correcting one another. But sometimes, because the one-size-fits-all tool doesn't work that well, we discard it. And we discard the entire idea of serving others through rebuking and repentance. You see, this is one of those two-sided elements of serving. And sometimes we like the first side. We like it when our responsibility, our serving others, requires us or calls for us to correct them. We're not so thrilled when serving others requires them to correct us. As we consider this topic of rebuking and correcting, of rebuking and repenting, of being made right with one another and being made right with God, we always have to begin with self. And a major part of beginning with self is to remove self and replace it with the Spirit of God that lives within us. To begin to do things more fully His way. To allow God's rebuke, God's correction to penetrate our shell so that we would fully repent. You see, sometimes we approach this idea of rebuking others with a little too much glee, a little too much excitement, a little too much willingness to point out where they went wrong. The Bible talks about rebuking, correcting, bringing others to repentance with fear and trembling, with caution, so that we are not pulled into the activities, the life that they're caught up in. You see, living life serving others says, I love you so much that I want things to be right between you and me. It says, I love you so much that I want things to be right between you and God. And when we notice things that aren't right, then love compels us to discover the ways that are effective in bringing about repentance. And it also compels us to listen to one another when they have words to say to us that we don't want to hear. When they have words to say to us that are uncomfortable. When they have words of rebuke for us that requires us to change. You see, how effective we are in serving others through rebuking and repenting hinges a great deal on how effective we are at accepting and practicing that in our own life. Today's prayer focus in the weekly prayer guide is on being able to look and see God's provision. God says, look at the birds of the air and see how God cares for them, how He provides for them. And He says, are you not more valuable than the birds? You are so valuable. God wants things to be right between you and Him. And He has surrounded each one of us with people that He wants things to be right between us. And our ability to rebuke and to accept rebuke. Our ability to repent and to call others to repentance. Is this gift from God that He calls us to use to serve one another in love? You see, when love is the foundation, the outcome always has the goal that's very similar, and that's restoration. That's a completeness, a fullness of the love that God has placed within us. You see, it's easy to rebuke others for wrong that we see in them, that we watch them do, that we hear from them. It's much more difficult to do that in love. It's why the stereotypical old saying of a parent disciplining a child saying, "This hurts me more than it hurts you." They know it needs done, but they know it's going to be uncomfortable. They know it's likely to be misunderstood at the time. But they also know the consequences of not doing so. And as we serve others, to rebuke one another in love is not easy. But we are called to do so because we recognize the consequences of not doing so. Of living and allowing others to live an undisciplined life. You want to see the results of an undisciplined life? Look at our nation here in the United States over the last year. I mean, it's easy to look at last week and see the results, but it's not an isolated incident. The Bible says that we sin when we allow the seeds of sin, the seeds of temptation, to take root in our life, and we begin to feed them and they grow. And the more we feed them, the more they grow into something that is ugly. And I believe that's a big part of why God calls us to serve others by rebuking and calling for repentance, so that those seeds of temptation can be done away with, can be uprooted before they grow, and can be removed from our life. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to think about any areas that you need the rebuke of a brother or sister in. And pray that you would accept that rebuke with the repentance that God calls for. And pray about how God would use you to love one another through this practice of godly rebuking, which calls for repentance. And as God reveals relationships and situations that He wants you to work on, set about working on them with God's help. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your desire for us to be with You is so great that You made the way through Your Son, Jesus. and you continue to want us to live, desire that we would live in harmony with one another, in harmony with you. And so you've called us to correct, to rebuke, to point out the wrong, the sin that takes place, to call for repentance. And Father, it's not simply our task to do that to others. It's our task to accept that when it's needed in our life. Father, may you continually purify our motives and our heart, that any practice of this that would need done would be done in full love through your Spirit. Father, may we rebuke and call for repentance and gentleness and respect and out of a love that desires for things to be right again between one another and right between us and you. Oh, Father, as I pray, I consider the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that you would fill us with wisdom in how to correct and discipline and rebuke the wrong that they find themselves involved in. May we pay attention to them enough that we know how to rebuke without crushing, without destroying. And Father, may our practice of accepting rebuke from those around us and accepting rebuke from you of truly repenting be seen and visible so that our children would know how to do that. May the correction of others in our life lead to an admission that we're wrong and a plan to make things right, to be restored with one another, to be restored in full joy in walking with you. Father, as I pray for our nation that I live in, that has been so filled with independence and doing things our own way that we don't like to be corrected. That somehow we've come to believe that we can do and say and act any way we want and it's okay. And that we push back against any who would point out sin. And we lash out at them. And we call the truth hate. Father, may you continue to help us to grow in how to speak truth in ways that can be heard, but in ways that are filled with love. And Father, a big part of that truth that we often need in our life that we don't like is the truth of rebuke. And Father, when we need that, may we have the humility to accept it. And Father, when we repent, we are confident in your forgiveness. And may we live in such a way that those around us are just as confident of our forgiveness when they repent. Father, in all of our interactions, in all of our need for correction and for correcting others, in all of our turning away from sin and turning back to you, may we consistently lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.